Welcome and thanks for tuning in to another look back at the week that was. My name's James Tao, a market analyst here at ComSec, and just looking at some of the major themes and the big talking points for the week ending the 26th of June 2020. So this is, of course, the final full week of the financial year, which it will end next Tuesday. Looking to be a slightly softer week as well, mostly due to quite a large decline on Thursday session, falling about 2.5% for the ASX 200. Today, with a couple of hours to trade, the market looking to lift a little more than 1%, and we did see gains on the first 3 days as well. So even though we've had, or we're likely to see, 4 out of 5 days of improvements on the market, still down over the course of the week. And the theme, which has been the case for a little while now, is how this recovery is going to look as we try to move through this period of COVID-19. And at this particular point, it does still look like COVID will be hanging around for some time. Still, there have certainly been a large spike in new cases in many states in the US, and that has led to some record new infection rates on a daily basis as well. Our own southern neighbours in Victoria, of course, we film and record here in New South Wales. They've also seen the national daily cases here in Australia lift to some of the highest levels since April. So we continue to see the potential that this will have on the reopening and the easing of restrictions that have been slowly been implemented here and around the world, how that will then potentially change, how that will impact the economic recovery, which is basically what has driven this market higher for the last 2 months or so, what that will look like if we do need to see further lockdowns or restrictions. Of course, that has by far negatively impacted many businesses around the world, around the country here, and of course what the health crisis that could come out of this is as well. So we are already starting to see some patterns re-emerging from earlier in the year, that being the fact that there is a little bit of panic buying now coming through. Woolies and Coles earlier this week basically reintroducing purchasing limits for items such as toilet paper, pasta, rice, things like that. And just a little bit earlier today on Friday, we've heard that the supermarkets have now extended that to a nationwide purchasing limit on goods. So certainly some not great habits coming back into Aussie consumers. Woolies also earlier this week announcing the fact that it's looking to replace a number of its distribution centres across Sydney and Melbourne with two new automated and semi-automated distribution centres in New South Wales, southwest New South Wales. So that will also impact a number of employees at the business. It came out and said that there will be a cost to this, of course, having to build it from the ground up, and that will cost a number of jobs for those working in those existing distribution centres that will be closed down. Woolies earlier this week also mentioning the fact that it's seen a pretty strong lift in sales, but costs have been higher as well. So it's actually expecting a bit of a drop in terms of its earnings for this financial year compared to at the same time last year. And that will basically be hit by a number of one-off costs or significant items as well. One being the particular redundancies that they might have to pay out to with these distribution centres, but also the fact that it's still looking to spin off its Endeavour Hotels and Drinks business probably sometime next year, but there will be costs involved this year, as well as the underpayments. It's a bit of a scandal that engulfed Woolies a little bit earlier as well. So that will all add to a bit of a drop in terms of earnings for the supermarket giant. The other big talking points that we've really come across for this particular week is on Tuesday, it was, even though it ended up being just a day of small gains, early on Tuesday there was the confusion that kind of swept across global markets with reports coming through that the US-China trade deal was over. Trade advisor for the Trump administration, Peter Navarro, in an interview with Fox News, seemingly saying that the deal was over. That saw markets plummet. The safe havens like US Treasuries and the US dollar rose quite significantly. Our Aussie dollar and the Aussie equity market fell sharply. But very quickly after that, there was a bit of a backtrack from Pete Navarro, who said he was taken wildly out of context. Donald Trump himself then clarifying and also tweeting that the deal still fully intact. So that saw markets recover on Tuesday to was a rather flat finish in the end. We've also seen a little bit earlier this week the IMF also adding to just some concerns about this recovery from COVID-19 that is still ongoing, of course. But basically, the International Monetary Fund yesterday, downgrading its global economic forecast. It previously had the decline in economic activity at about 3% for 2020. They've revised that down to 4.9%, so quite a sharp drop. And the rebound, although it's still likely to be quite robust, not as strong as previously anticipated, from 5.8% growth in 2021 down to 5.4%. Now, this base case, they said, has both upsides and downsides to it, of course, depending on whether or not there is a vaccine or treatment, and depending on what happens with a potential second wave, if it is as widespread as the first hit in terms of the pandemic. So certainly will be something to take note of. The other big issue that came through the markets here was the announcement by Qantas, a very big announcement, announcing firstly at least 6,000 jobs will be cut from its workforce. That's about 20%. A further 15,000 temporarily stood down staff will have that extended as well. And the airline looking to raise $1.9 billion from shareholders. It is struggling at this particular point in time with very little revenue coming through the doors. Of course, costs remaining relatively high and elevated, so the airline needing to shore up its balance sheet, but also using those particular funds to help with its restructuring program to make it a little more agile in this COVID period, where airline and travel industry as a whole probably won't quite be the same, and we'll probably see some pretty big changes moving forward. So they came out and said they're looking to raise that $1.9 billion at roughly $3.65 per share. They have successfully raised about $1.4 billion from institutional investors. So today, Qantas shares down about 9% or so for most part of the day. But yesterday, with that announcement, they're expecting a big hit to their second half revenue, about $2.8 billion. They're looking to save about $15 billion over the next 3 years as well. So plenty of cost-cutting across the airline. Of course, we saw a little bit earlier this year, Virgin Australia also going into voluntary administration. And one of their two potential bidders, Bain Capital and Cyrus Capital. Cyrus, a little bit earlier this morning, also announcing the fact that it is pulling out of the opportunity to take over the struggling airline, basically saying that it hasn't had too much to do or hasn't really been engaged by the administrator of Virgin, which is Deloitte, since they put in their bid earlier this week. So interesting to see how that turns out for Virgin Australia and its workforce as well. Those particular announcements have certainly just added to the fact that it is a tough time for the travel industry at the moment. Over the course of the week, Webjet, Flight Centre, corporate travel, among some of the worst performers on the ASX 200, down roughly 15 to 20% so far this week. We have had a number of the more defensive names really outperforming, so gold stocks are up quite significantly. Saracen, St. Barbara are some of the smaller gold miners, but they've done particularly well. Western Areas, which is a nickel miner, up about 20%. So they've been by far the best performer of the week for the top 200 stocks on the Aussie market. So in terms of the sector moves, no surprise there that mining and health stocks, the health sector in particular, are lifting, while most other sectors in negative territory. Energy has been the worst performer of the week. Oil prices have been rather volatile, but mostly weaker due to soft demand expectations, a little bit of oversupply as well, with US inventories remaining relatively high. So that's a quick wrap-up of the week that was. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great weekend.